This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live at Memorial Hall, the State Capitol in Bismarck. I'm going to have to use my golf voice today because, you know, there's a busy place here, hard at governing the great state of North Dakota in this legislative session. And today, we are here at the State Capitol in Bismarck, Memorial Hall, because the Wall of Honor is here. The Wall of Honor is something we're proud to announce today, a robust sponsorship with. And the Wall of Honor is simply a way to honor heroes. Honor those that have served in any number of capacities, but most especially our veterans. And their goal is to have one of these in every county. They're a little better than halfway right now. And once they get one into every county, they'll go into multiple locations. There's already a few in Bismarck. There's a few in Fargo. Linton has two. Williston has two. But most places, there's just one. Grand Forks now, just one as well. But ultimately, they want to be in each of the communities. Now, what does that mean? They have a very large... a mini billboard, I call it, like a large television screen, but the TV isn't on. Photos are on of area vets. So if they're in McKenzie County, the vets you see, the first responders you see, the law enforcement people you see are your neighbors that you may or may not know. So it's a heck of a deal. It really is. It's very, very, I think, worthy of your support and being part of. And today, with the legislators, they're just asking them to submit honorees. Who do you think should be here? What's their hometown? Where do they reside now? Are they active? Are they past military? What branch did they serve in? When did they serve? And some of those things. So, you know, medals received. You know how many Purple Heart or Silver Star recipients there are in North Dakota that don't want anybody to know? Their families know, so they submit them. They're on this Wall of Honor. It's a great idea. It's fabulous, and it's catching fire. So we'll be here today at the State Capitol and Memorial Hall talking with legislators and talking with folks about this great idea of the Wall of Honor all day long. And I'm hoping to get down to South Dakota before they wrap up as well in their legislative session and for sure see our friend Governor Kristi Noem, who joins us now on the Newsmaker line. Welcome back, Kristi. How are you?
Thanks for having me on today, Scott.
Glad to have you as well. So do me a favor, just walk me through last Saturday. I mean, it's hard to believe it. That was, you know, less than a week ago, and obviously a very well-received reception for what you brought to the CPAC group and certainly some great national attention to it. What was your goal, and what did you think of just the reaction since?
Well, my goal was really to talk about South Dakota and how remarkable the people here are. You know, it's a... this past year was challenging for our entire nation. I think South Dakota took a unique approach, and it has gotten us a lot of attention, some of it attacks from the left and the liberals for letting people exercise their personal responsibility. But also I wanted to tell the story of how that allowed our folks to not just protect their health, but to also keep their doors open on their businesses and put food on the table for their families. So it was really a message of why America needs conservatives, that we have conservative values and principles that we talk about all the time. South Dakota actually put them into place, and it really does show that our conservative values create opportunities for families to be successful. And that really is important in this day and age, that we continue to defend our freedoms, continue to defend our rights that were given to us in our founding documents by those leaders who led us through challenging times.
Was it hard to do what you did? I know it wasn't for you, because I've seen you as a member of Congress and now as governor, and I recognize your leadership style, and it isn't the typical politician, I would say. It's very much what you see is what you get, and you're going to be grounded in the principles that guide your philosophy, and whatever challenge comes, that's what you're going to bring to that. So I got to say, it didn't surprise me, but there was a white-hot nature to kind of the unelected health bureaucracy, and a lot of people that became self-proclaimed COVID experts that were constantly pounding away. Was that challenging? Did you at any point think we're doing something the wrong way in South Dakota?
Oh, it was challenging. I think it was incredibly challenging, just because I didn't think that what we were doing here in South Dakota would be a unique approach. I really believed I was doing everything that every other governor in this nation was. I was listening to my health experts. I was looking at the data and the science behind the virus. But then I also was really examining what my role was as governor, what authority I had, what authority I did not have. I really recognized that I needed to stay within those boundaries, because when we have a leader overstep their authorities in a time of crisis, it's really when we break this country. So, yeah, it was the more it went on, and, you know, when people started to notice, it was people attacking me. It wasn't people singing my praises back then. They all told me I was wrong and reckless and irresponsible, and on the national news came after me. And so, yeah, it felt a little lonely at times, I would say, but every governor probably felt that way during 2020. The responsibility of making these decisions, you know, weighed on us. But at the end of the day, we recognize that we're all in the people business, and we have to look at what we do each day and try to make the best decision that we can.
You made the comment earlier that you were surprised that it wasn't more the prevalent view, given, you know, the conservative philosophy of letting people choose. I've been amazed at the sort of the debate centering around people have a right to go anywhere they want, therefore everybody else should be wearing masks. Honestly, the thing that, as I look back on COVID, what I fear most is the incredible compliance without questioning. Right? And it was just, for lack of a better term, sheeple. I mean, that is a trait that will end the United States of America as we know it, won't it?
Absolutely. And I think it's what bothered me even more here the last 6 months was how we saw people shaming their neighbors. You know, people attacking folks in grocery stores and accusations that are flying and the basic loss of decency to our fellow human beings. That was something that I think is tragic beyond belief that we could see even in the Midwest. So I'm hopeful we can get back to humanizing each other and recognizing that we all have responsibility for our own actions, but to demonize each other is not the way that we preserve America and what it was founded to be.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott said yesterday or the day before, effective next Wednesday, all businesses of any type are allowed to open 100%. That includes any type of entity in Texas. I'm also ending the statewide mask mandate. So he's getting to a place where, you know, you were in the sense of they should decide that themselves, and we should be smart about this as individuals. Is it gratifying at all to see other states now going, oh, you're right? I guess they're, some of them are still spiking the football and say, see, you know, our COVID rates went down when we did mask mandates. But I've studied this a little bit. North Dakota and South Dakota, prime example. The mask mandate here, when it started, happened to be at good timing where the cases fell. Right? If you look at the data, after the mask mandate was put in place very late in the pandemic, but just kind of as a reaction to the numbers spiking, and after that, the numbers started to fall. Well, in South Dakota, they did the same thing, and obviously you have some communities that have chosen to do that, but not others. So are we at a point now, at least, that we can go, other states ought to go, like Texas is going right now, given the numbers and where they're at?
Well, I think every governor has different factors that they're looking at, so it's hard for me to speak to what kind of information they're getting from their healthcare team on the ground there. It also, we've seen the virus hit different parts of the country at different times. You know, there's kind of these waves that hit. The Midwest was hit at a certain period of time, and then we saw the virus peak throughout the South and then the East Coast. So, you know, what they're seeing at what point in time has been very different for how it has spread. But, you know, for me, I've consistently said, you know, people should be able to wear masks if they want to. People shouldn't be shamed if they don't. I'm not that I'm discrediting masks. What my discussion is I don't believe the mandates work. I just don't see consistently from state to state, community to community, where a mandate actually came in and made a world of difference. So that's why I feel as though we made the right decision here in South Dakota and leaving that up to the individual and their personal responsibility to do what they would are comfortable with, what they'd like to do, and those who really are scared, that they should stay home. We've prioritized vaccinating that vulnerable population so they can do more and feel more comfortable doing it, and we're actually in one of the top three states leading the nation in vaccination. So, you know, we're taking the virus seriously. We're taking it and going forward and protecting people as we do it, but that also doesn't mean that we have to take people's freedoms away to make them feel comfortable.
Give me a current snapshot of how South Dakota looks. Last time I saw North Dakota, there were 25 individuals hospitalized statewide with COVID and about a 2% testing rate with aggressive testing. Obviously, numbers that suggest that we are, you know, we are to the point where South Dakota, you know, is at and Texas is at and others, and that debate is happening city by city and obviously at the state level as well. What do your numbers look like, Christy?
Oh, they look good. We see very low infection rates. We're seeing more people recover every day than get new diagnosis of having COVID-19. You know, we just are continuing to monitor those that are in the hospital. If you remember, Scott, Dr. Fauci told me on my worst day I'd have 10,000 people in the hospital. I think the worst we had was a little over 600, and today we've got less than 100 in the hospital. So, you know, we're in good shape, although every single loss of life has been absolutely tragic. I do think that we're on the downward slope here, and that if we continue to go about and get people vaccinated as quickly as possible and continue providing for their families, we'll get through it together.
Questions for Governor Kristi Noem, certainly welcome. If you have come in by text, we'll get to those. I'll let you think about this one. What's your go-to conservative column? Ask the listener. What's your go-to conservative column? So who do you like as a columnist on the conservative media side? More with Governor Kristi Noem. We're in North Dakota today, Bismarck State Capitol Memorial Hall for the Wall of Honor introduction to state legislators. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, this is Stacey Bosker, NMLS 1908175 from People's Home Equity Mortgage. With interest rates at an extraordinary low, now is the time to purchase or refinance. We take the time, online or in person, to walk our customers through every step of the home loan process. Call me, Stacey Bosker, at 701-213-4426 or visit peopleshomeequity.com. Great people deserve great advice.
Moving soon? Go with a pro. Get a move estimate from Action Movers. It's easy. Now offering virtual moving quotes. Meet with one of their relocation consultants virtually from your smartphone and at your convenience. Or if you prefer, they'll come to your home or business and guide you through a stress-free move experience. Get same-day estimates with honest, straightforward pricing. Whether you're moving your home, your office, your employees, they can help you every step of the way because they make moving easy. 701-566-5532. ActionMovers.com. The only way to move. It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, you know, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's have them build back because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And he'll help you find your family with that map. Juven Tours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What's on your mind? Live from the state capitol today, brought to you by MyPillow. Our friend Mike Lindell is a patriot of all patriots, fighting on so many fronts for election integrity, and literally is throwing the keys to other folks to keep MyPillow going, and that's why we've made it our mission to sell them more pillows and blankets and towels and robes and gift cards for any birthday, anniversary, celebration you have, or just because. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, gives you the best deal ever, or call 800-506-9028. Also, don't forget, if you haven't done it yet, I'm questioning your Patriot nature. You might have to turn in your Patriot card. LindellTV.com, absolute proof. I've interviewed every subject matter expert in it, including General Thomas McInerney. And once this sees the light of day, already 150 million views on the documentary. But once this gets attached to a court case, the world is going to change on election integrity. So reward Mike for that good work. Back with Christy Noem. Okay, question from a listener. What's your go-to conservative call?
Well, I would say Cal Thomas probably is a guy that I read very often and find pretty inspirational. Charlie Hertz, one of my good friends, so I talk to him every day. So he's always kind of fun to catch up on what he's writing about and what's on his mind, too.
Another says, a serious question for the governor. In view of legislation just passed in the House, why should I waste my time voting when the elections are going to be permanently rigged? Talking about, obviously, H.R. 1 and the Pelosi, I don't know what to call it. It's not serious legislation, but what's your thoughts on it?
Well, you always got to vote. Otherwise, my goodness, you forgot what country you're waking up in. But it's no matter what. But we do need to fix our election systems. Each state needs to push reforms. I always tell folks that every state voted how South Dakota does, we'd be just fine. You know, we have integrity, transparency, and we need to continue to do that. So, yes, we need election fairness, and we need people to be able to trust their election system. But even until we get to that point and you're perfectly comfortable, you still got to vote, for heaven's sake. There's millions of people that don't get that honor and respect, and we should at least exercise that right that we have.
Another listener says to ask you if you plan to hold responsible the individuals that turned back the gentleman at the checkpoint who froze to death because of that. I know this has been a very challenging situation for you, and unfortunately a tribe that is claiming sovereignty on that but still wants to work with the state. We've seen that movie before with Dapple in North Dakota. What is your thought on the unfortunate incident because of the checkpoint action?
You know, the checkpoints, I understand, are down. There was a lot of things going on with that situation that were not legal, that were not, you know, they did not have the authority to do what they were doing. We tried to work with the tribe many times over to set up checkpoints that they did have the authority to conduct on BIA roads and do it in a manner that used law enforcement officers, not just people that they certified could be out there. You know, their folks didn't even have training, and it just was a real challenging time. So I'm concerned that we never dealt with the situation just because of the precedent that sets up, and how we even hold people accountability is going to be challenging. So, you know, that is something that for months now I've been frustrated with, just because of the people that were affected and in the instance you referenced, tragically lost a life.
Two other quick things. One says, we admire your leadership and strength through this time. Thank you for being a shining example. Our family's coming to Mount Rushmore in a couple of weeks. We need a suggestion on places to eat, things to do and see.
Oh, my goodness. Well, stay in the hills for a few days. The Hill City is one of my favorite places to visit. The Alpine Inn is going to give you a good steak and salad, so you got to go there. We're big ice cream people, so there's I would stop at every ice cream shop that you've got. I haven't picked a favorite because we just got to keep trying them all to see if they've got something new and special. But I love the Palmer Gulch KOA campground. So if they're camping, then they should stay there because you can get pancakes in the morning. They've got movies at night. You can go horseback riding, covered wagon, cowboy singing. It's a wonderful place for families and kids to enjoy. And that's right there by Mount Rushmore, too. But Custer State Park is the most beautiful place in the world. So don't miss Custer State Park and go out and see our bison herd. It's pretty special.
Top 10 moment for Scott and Maria Hannon was being at Mount Rushmore with Christy Noem and Donald Trump July 4th weekend. There was nothing like it. It was epic, and it's worth watching again if you can get a DVD of it. It was pretty incredible. Last quick question, and we'll let you go. Ask Christy who's going to be her VP running mate.
I'm running for re-election, Scott, in 22. I want to stay in South Dakota. I hope they keep me.
I couldn't blame you for that. We'll let you go, Christy. Thanks a ton.
All right. You have a wonderful day. We'll talk to you soon.
We'll talk again soon about some other things related to energy and their session down there wrapping up. Governor Noem got a big victory yesterday against the education cabal, is what I call them, where the superintendents say, don't move my cheese, and teachers unions say, you will follow us. This is how it works. Think they control the halls of the legislature, and the people said, I don't think so. A lot of people want to move to South Dakota right now. Some of them are homeschools parents. And the laws in South Dakota were onerous. The power given to government over your kids, if you decided you wanted to do the best for your kids and homeschool them, was ridiculous. And they reformed that yesterday by a healthy margin. So thanks to everybody that paid attention on that and helped with that as well. Always enjoy our time with Kristen Noem. Didn't get a chance to get to everybody, but we certainly sprinkled a lot of your comments in. Here's a fun one that I didn't get to. Somebody asked me to ask her a would you rather question, Kev. Didn't get this one in, but here's what the question is. You ready?
Okay.
Governor, would you rather jump off your horse and land at a horse pie or deal with stupid questions from the liberal media? Oh, I absolutely love it. Your questions are all fantastic. And most of them just simply say, we love you. We love you. We love you.
And Scotty, I want to apologize. Our inner office chat deal was routing me onto the air during portions of that, so I apologize. When I was talking to you, it was being heard. So just apologies on that. That's a technical thing on our side.
And all you were telling me is all Kevin was telling me is there were things for me to look at.
But it was going on over there. That's the routing. It's a technical thing. Apologies. Moving on.
Yeah, not a big deal. Another texter says a lot of my North Dakota neighbors like to visit South Dakota because of the freedoms Governor Noem allowed the citizenry down there. More businesses are open, and with less restrictions, folks can live more normal. Thank you, Kristi Noem, for your bravery. I was kind of surprised to hear her say how difficult that was. Right? She said, the exact terminology she used, but she said that was very difficult, very challenging, because you're in the middle of that, and you are holding the conservative principles of our Constitution, and every other health expert on planet thinks they know better. I think her example of Tony Fauci is priceless. When he looks her in the eye and says, your worst day is going to be 10,000 people in the hospital, and there were 600, please answer me this question. Why would anybody ever listen to Tony Fauci again and consider him any kind of an expert? Can you answer that?
No.
I mean, that's flat out insane.
Yep.
I've never known anything so crazy in my entire life. And that's Washington for you. You know, they just swat that away and pay no attention to that, and, you know, no big deal there, and on we go to fight another day. Absolutely ridiculous. I can't believe it. Brought to you in part today by our friends at PetroServe USA. You know what they got going today? What they always have going at PetroServe USA? Home cooking. That's what they got going. Grab and go convenience, too. I just saw the Friday lunch specials. So if you're, you know, planning your day, there are a whole lot of locations at PetroServe USA, from Bismarck, obviously Valley City, West Fargo, Moorhead, Dilworth, up to Grand Forks of the Valley Dairy Stores and Grafton, and gosh almighty, they're everywhere. Bemidji and Wahpeton and a lot of different places, and they have some incredible fish sandwiches. Like breaded cod, as an example. Yeah. So if it's Lent and you're going fish on Friday, the stop tomorrow, PetroServe USA. Take a quick break. Back with more on What's on Your Mind after this timeout. More from the Wall of Honor event at the State Capitol in Bismarck. Tell you about that when we continue. Don't go away. Governor Doug Burgum, by the way, top of the hour, next hour.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken, that's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess, working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. House of Representatives on Wednesday passed H.R. 1, otherwise known as the For the People Act, which Republicans warned will compromise election integrity and ultimately lead to the federalization of U.S. elections. The Democrat-led House passed the legislation along party lines, 220 to 210. The petition to recall California's Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom has climbed above 1.9 million signatures, with 2 weeks to go until its deadline. Organizer Orrin Healy says, "We have cleared another milestone, and we are now entering the final stretch of this part of the official campaign to remove California Governor Gavin Newsom from power and office." End quote. If the effort succeeds, a recall election would likely occur later this year. The White House says there will be no announcement this week on who the future nominee to head the Office of Management and Budget might be. Nominee Neera Tanden has withdrawn after vile social media behavior was presented at her confirmation hearings. USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, which means we never miss a moment to say thank you, thank you, thank you, and we appreciate you listening, whether it's on the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, 550 K-Fire, 5 states, 2 Canadian provinces. I had somebody from the South Dakota legislature call the other day and say, "Now, we're doing this homeschool bill, and I understand you have somebody on. We want people to listen to that. Where are you heard in South Dakota?" I said, "Everywhere." "Okay, that's easy." So anyway, it's fun. Of course, well into Nebraska. And most of our callers come from South Dakota, western Minnesota, North Dakota, a few from Montana, a few from Wyoming. Had a guy yesterday who was down in Minneapolis and wanted to weigh in, talk a little bit about the plans for the George Floyd fallout down there. Very sad situation. So we appreciate all of you. AM 1100, the flag, is, of course, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley. It is the flagship of our Flag Family Media. Now also WDAY AM 970, which this show will remain on for a couple of weeks. I think on the 22nd, a new show starts there. So just giving WDAY listeners a heads up. You want to stick on the What's On Your Mind team, that's fine. It's all in the family. And you can simply tune over to AM 1100 starting on the 22nd. KTGO 1090, also the Flag West in the oil capital of North Dakota, Tioga. And, of course, KLTC in Dickinson as well. Our friends at Pipers are America's land auctioneers. Thank them for their fine sponsorship of the program today. If you go to Pipers.com, you're going to know all you need to know about upcoming land and machinery auctions, real estate listings. They are America's land auctioneer. And they've done a really neat thing lately. They started a one-hour-long radio show every Saturday on K-Fire, WDAY, AM 1100, The Flag, and KTGO, every Saturday, 7 to 8 a.m., and it is a really, really interesting show. You'll learn a lot about the value of land, how to value your land, what buying opportunities are out there. Pretty incredible, so check that out. Call for a catalog, too, and check out the website for all the upcoming auctions. A lot going with great cropland, great machinery auctions in the queue, 877-700-4099. Our next guest is Dennis Beck. Dennis is a veteran liaison with the Hall of Honor and retired from the North Dakota National Guard. Quite an athlete, too. You should see the pipes on this guy. How old are you, Dennis? Can I ask you that?
Well, I'm actually 55.
Okay.
Most people think I'm about 65.
They do. Why? Because of the chrome dome or what?
That's right. That's right. Exactly.
I think you look younger than me, and you are, by a year. And I got hair, but it's all gray.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you're obviously still in great shape, and the Lisbon Lions, or the Linton Lions, rather, were obviously better off for your fine service over the years.
Thank you so much, Scott.
What's your favorite Linton Lion memory?
My favorite Linton Lion memory was playing in the state semifinal in 1984 against Hillsborough, when 90% of the Civic Center was for Linton. Because we were playing Hillsborough. So.
That's funny. I love that. I have a similar story from Ingolstadt Arena when the Gophers years ago in a playoff were playing Holy Cross. And Holy Cross was sort of the Three Sisters and the Poor, obviously, hockey team at the time. And so the entire Ingolstadt Arena crowd became the biggest Holy Cross crowd. They had jerseys on. They had everything. And they beat them. They beat them, and there was a roar like I've never heard in Ingolstadt Arena for another team winning. So those are always kind of fun. Let's talk a little bit about, Dennis, about this effort you're part of as Veterans Liaison. Tell me what you do. What's that about? What do you do as Veterans Liaison with the Wall of Honor?
Well, basically, as a member of the Legion and the DAV, also affiliate partner with the VFW AMVETS, I work with the veterans organizations across the state to ensure that the Wall of Honor is visible, to also ensure that we have content, basically gathering new honorees. We're working with all these different veterans organizations to make sure that we can have and capture all the service that has been done here. And so that's sort of the role I play, and it's been just been an awesome experience. The veterans are so appreciative, and it's just been great. We started working with the auxiliaries, and we're finding out that the auxiliaries are sort of the organizations that get things done.
Wait a minute. You're saying the moms and grandmas in the world actually do things?
Yep, absolutely.
The men are standing around with their hands in the pockets, and women are getting it done.
The men are doing the work, and the women are getting all the paperwork, and they make sure everything's dress right dress.
Well, it doesn't work like that in our house, but I'm in trouble now. It sure does, I'll tell you. Yeah, that's fantastic. Is it a tough sell for you when you talk about... veterans, I've been on a few honor flights, and many of these honor flights where you go see the World War II Memorial and they travel with an escort is a family member traveling with a World War II vet that has never heard the stories of their dad's experience in World War II. Never. It was unspoken. They didn't talk about it. And that was kind of that generation. I would say same with Vietnam because of obvious reasons. Horrible chapter in American history. Korean War, maybe a little less so, but these guys, kind of kept their head down, came back and built the country, and they don't really want an honor, do they?
That's right. It's very tough to pull that. It's very tough to get that information. We almost have to rely on family members, nephews and nieces, if you will. They're just a very proud people. They serve their country. They never ask for nothing in return. They weren't treated very well when they came home, and that's what the Wall of Honor is part of. We want to change that. The society today appreciates the military service, and we want to make sure that we recognize and basically honor military people as well as first responders, firefighters, policemen, highway patrol, basically those people that go above and beyond to give to their community selflessly. That's what we're here for, and that's what we're about.
And, of course, today is an opportunity to introduce this group to the legislative body in this session. I don't think there's been a lot of events in this memorial hall. This might be the first one, right? Yeah, this is the first one. These are fairly common during the legislative session because it's a great opportunity for legislators to connect. And in this case, I know Dave Weiler told us earlier, you want these in every county in North Dakota to start with. And so these legislators obviously know their veterans and other honorees of the Wall of Honor, first responders, and law enforcement. So they're getting handed a little card that says, tell us about an honor, someone that needs an honor there. What's their name? What's their hometown? Where do they reside? Are they active duty? Are they past military? What branch? Years of service? And that'll help you run some of these folks down that might be below the radar a little bit, right?
Absolutely. These legislators are from their home communities, hometowns, and they're going to be able to help us get into some of these communities or some of these veterans organizations maybe that we haven't been able to get into, and they're going to help spread the word and basically help get us into every county in North Dakota. And so this is a great event basically to unveil the Wall of Honor statewide.
So the Wall of Honor doesn't really entail much for the places where the honor happens for these vets. It's a mini billboard, very nice looking digital presentation on a set, and the photos of these individuals and a little bit of information on all of them rotate in their counties.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. You know, in the places you're at now, Bismarck, Amvets, Eagles, Elks Lodge, Holiday Inn, Jack's Steakhouse and Seafood in Grand Forks, now at the Homewood Suites? Staybridge Suites.
Staybridge
Suites in Grand Forks. Fargo's Air Museum, Hector International Airport, Three Lions Pub, VA Hospital, Labby's Bar. Minot is Homesteader's Restaurant. Who doesn't want to go there? I'm just telling you. Mott, the Pheasant Cafe and Lounge. Park River, the American Legion 9. Wishick, the Big Screen Bar and Grill. I'm getting hungry, just telling you. Wing, the Senex. Wilton, the Senex. Williston, J-Dubs Bar and Grill and the American Legion 37. West Fargo, VFW, as well as Three Lions Pub. That's a great spot. We were there on election night. Washburn and Eagles, Steel the Amvet, Spirit Lake Casino, Bowman Wendy's Pizza, Carrington the Fetch Five Spot, Cole Harbor the Totten Trail. I don't know what it is. My car has a GPS automatically built into the Totten Trail. I don't know what that is. I got to get the mine out. I got to get back to Bismarck. It doesn't matter. You got to go kind of get what's actually going on in Cole Harbor. Love that place. Dickinson Trinity High School. What a great spot for it for kids and more coming every day, right, Dennis?
More coming every day, absolutely. And as you can tell, we're in some great locations. These are phenomenal businesses that have great food. It's just a great place to visit, and it's gotten a lot easier. We used to have to ask people.
Speaking of Wendy, did you see who just walked up here? I bet you love Wendy's Pizza in Bowman, don't you? Mike Brandenburg, also known as Wendy, ladies and gentlemen, just popped in to say hi. Sorry, I interrupted you, Dennis. Go ahead.
Yeah, no worries at all. But, you know, it used to be a tough thing right away maybe to get into some of these establishments. And now we probably get 2 to 3 requests a week of to come out and please put them in here and please put them in here. So it's really taking off. It's really growing, and it's just a very proud thing to be a part of this and help everyone and be a part of it.
Well, I'm glad you're doing. We're going to talk more about it as we go throughout the program. Governor Burgum's going to pop out here to the Memorial Hall. We'll chat with him. I'd encourage anybody in and around Bismarck, don't forget the Capitol belongs to you. The Capitol is yours. It isn't governed by any legislative council. It isn't governed by the governor's office or buildings and grounds people. It is yours. You pay for it. This place is yours. And never be afraid to talk to your legislators, find out who your legislators are, interact with them. And today, a ceremony at noon right here in the Memorial Hall about this, right?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. Come on over, come on out. It's going to be a great ceremony.
Fantastic. I know a lot of people maybe have stayed away from the Capitol for obvious reasons this year. That's no longer necessary. We have 25 people hospitalized statewide. We have a testing rate of 2%. The Scott Hennen health expert says COVID is over. Obviously, there's going to be other people that will say differently, but we're crossing a line into absolute ridiculousness. You know what I mean? Absolute ridiculousness. And we have a hearing today commanding time in the legislature over mass shaming. We've crossed the line. It's getting ridiculous. So please come out. Please take part of this. And if you are a business that sees, hey, this might be a good fit. I know there's a few of these now in restaurants, and they're usually about different restaurants and kind of a commercial thing. This is not a commercial thing. This is about honoring heroes in your county, and it requires a place on the wall, a plug-in, and what you already have in the way of Internet. It couldn't be any easier. Dave Weiler is talking with folks all over. They probably have more requests right now than they have time to get to or TV, so it's a coordination effort, but they're working on it, so let them know. Dennis, thanks so much. Thanks for your service, and most importantly, go Lions.
Thank you very much, Scott. Thanks also for being a sponsor and for the Wall of Honor. Appreciate it.
We're excited about it, for sure. All right, let's get into who am I waiting for here? We got a couple calls that have been waiting the longest. I think it is Travis and Garrison. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Travis.
Yeah, I just was listening to Christine Nome, and she kind of touched me that you have such a shining example of good, and then it's a female on the other side. Nancy Pelosi is such a shining example of bad. So you have these two extremes, and it's just you're used to seeing men making these big mistakes, and now you're seeing more and more that women have more of a role in our politics and how you know the pendulum can swing either way. But I'm really impressed with her. So, and Kelly McEnany is a good example of a very good person. And then on the other side, you'd have the mayor of Seattle, you know, the Summer of Love, which is female. And
yeah, right. You're absolutely right. And you know what? In the end, I'm always a person that gets up every day and believes good will prevail over bad. You know, and there's a whole lot of Washington, D.C. is poison. It poisons Republicans. It poisons Democrats. It is toxic. And Nancy Pelosi is 100% an example. Disgusting what she has done as Speaker of the House. But you know what? Eventually what goes around comes around. And look at Melania Trump. We're talking about that when I was down at Mar-a-Lago last week. This beautiful woman was so maligned. Michelle Obama was on every cover of every magazine as a fashion magnet. Here is Melania Trump, an actual model. She wasn't.
During this season of giving, give a life-changing gift. The gift of education. The University of Mary offers affordable, flexible adult education. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate. Give yourself or someone you love a gift that lasts a lifetime. It's never too late to take the next step to reach your career goals. Classes begin this January and February. Give us a call at 701-355-8030 or find us at online.umary.edu/discovermore.
Family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved ones' needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, live from the Memorial Hall State Capitol in Bismarck today. I'm Scott Henn. We're live and on location for the Wall of Honor event. Chatting with some folks about that. Got a chance to catch up with one of the legislators that are here today to hear a little bit about what's happening with the Wall of Honor. Mike Brandenburg, also known as Windy, because of his unending support for the fact that there ought to be a true all-of-the-above energy effort in the state. Not anti-oil, not anti-gas, not anti-other, energy sources, but very pro-wind. Is that a fair description of you, sir?
That's a fair description, Scott. I believe that there's a place for everybody, and everybody can work together. And that's what I've always supported.
Let's talk about the Wall of Honor a minute and then come back to some things happening in the legislature. And your calls are welcome, too, by the way. 271-1100. Kevin, you still need to tell me in my ear who's waiting to go and who's next because we're not able to connect for some reason with the studio today. Okay, so you just let me know what's going on.
We have open lines right now, so we're good.
Now it's a good time to call. Open lines at 271-1100. 258-0550, and we'll get to some text here as well. So, Mike, let's talk a little about Wall of Honor. You represent Edgeley and that region. How has Wall of Honor been accepted down there?
Well, Scott, this is a very good program, and really to recognize those veterans that have served in our nation and defend our country, and I think this is a good time to just go out and recognize those people that are served in the military, because you look at a lot of people just take it for granted. They just think that, yeah, they talk smart and they say we got freedom, but those people have laid out their lives to defend us and protect our country. And just for myself, I think about, I've been in my military career 22 years in the National Guard, and how far it goes back, just not with me, but with my family. I've got a cousin who walked the beaches of Normandy.
Wow.
And as a young person listening to him talk, he didn't say much, but all he said was that he had lost a lot of friends, and they weren't there the next day. And that was Art Carroll from Perm, Minnesota. And I got another cousin, Bill Brandenburg, who served, and I still remember being down at Moffett Airfield down in San Francisco, and the big hangars and the planes that come through there, and how impressed I was. And that's probably what led me to thinking about my country.
And you'd have been how old at that time?
Probably I was 12 to 15
wow.
range in that type
so
of
So huge age. Impression, and when it came time for you to decide, hey, I'm doing this.
Yeah, I thought back at that time when I seen that and listened to my cousin talk and about seeing the uniform and being impressed by that, someday I want to do this.
And that's how it happens. And
yep.
What you had in the way of a conversation with these older vets is unusual because they probably only told you about it because you're their younger cousin and what the heck, because they didn't tell their kids about it.
Yep.
They didn't talk to their spouses about it. I mean, they were very guarded with all of that, weren't they?
Yep, but you're going to find veterans that they're very... They do their job and they do their duty to their country, but they don't want to really talk about it. And especially the group that, if I think there's a group of veterans that have never gotten the true recognition for what they've done as a Vietnam vet, a lot of them came home and as being in, I joined the Guards in the fall of 74 and the war ended in July of 74. And a lot of those veterans that came home from Vietnam were treated so bad. They get back to the airports and they have the uniform on and they get spit on or they'd have, they had the flower children running around and, all the other things going on. And they had the first thing they had to do was get to the restroom and change their clothes because you weren't safe running around in a uniform. It was terrible.
One of the great black marks in American history.
Yeah, it was sad. It was sad to see that, hear about that, and those people still today haven't gotten the recognition. I mean, they have been recognized, but it's been so late that, their feeling was pretty sad. And they shared some of that with me in my career, but
don't ever pass a Vietnam vet. If you see a hat or you see some indication of patch or whatever, that's a Vietnam vet. Go out of your way to say this may be a little late, but know that we appreciate you and thank your service. When did you serve? Was it Vietnam War part of your 22 years?
No, I joined right in the fall of 74. The war ended. I joined in October of 74, and I during my time frame I was on alert status twice during my time. But the thing that after I got done serving in my 22 years, my wife and me, our two sons, both of them were over in Camp Anaconda over in Iraq. And I tell you what, it gets to be a long year when your kids are gone.
Okay. And, even with the communication they're able to do now compared to, when your cousins were there, it was a snail mail. Maybe you're lucky to get a letter every couple months, right? Wow. Amazing.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about what's happening today in the House. There's a circus of sorts in the House today over this rebuke or planned expulsion of one of your colleagues, Luke Simon. Is this a sad day for the North Dakota House?
This is a day that nobody wants to be here. This is something that, we're going to have to deal with it. It's... we're going to listen to what is going to be said, and whatever decision is made, that's what, you know, what people are going to have to live with. It's one of these things that you wish never would have happened. It did happen, and so you're going to have to listen to what is presented and then make a decision and go from there. It's a dark day in North Dakota history, and I wish it never happened, but it did, and we're going to have to see where it goes.
Are you comfortable there'll be due process, that when it ends, that nobody can say there wasn't a proper vetting of every accusation?
And Scott, that's why it's happening. I think there's a lot of accusations being made, and there's people that have had things happen to them too, and they're all going to have be able to have their say, and it's after what we hear is being said, then we have to make a decision where we go from here.
You think you wrap it up today?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. I would like to get this passed and move on, and so does everybody else.
Thanks for your service. Thanks for stopping by today.
No, thank you, Scott.
Mike Brandenburg, and look for them in Edgley, where's it at in Edgley? Wall of Honor?
Wall of Honor.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell me about a splash pool.
Splash Super Pool is made in the United States. It's above ground. It's portable and used commercially all over the world. It's been very, very popular, especially in our climate with our customers. Last year they were hard to get. They're going to be hard to get this year, but we have them in stock. And it's not too early to come in and get yours for this upcoming summer.
Find them at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 online or in Bismarck, Grand Forks, and West Fargo. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252.